Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can just call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. You want to make it part of the show? We'll be glad to. We'll kick it off with an email. Janet in Helena, Alabama, said, I suffered a pretty bad ankle sprain while ice skating during a Christmas vacation. It still hurts. It's tender to walk on. Is there anything I can do to hurry up the healing process? Well, it depends. I mean, you sprain an ankle, a couple things happen. Now, you got the little talus bone that's down in the ankle, and you got the ligaments that are around it. And usually when you sprain it, you stretch out the ligaments, and that's where a lot of the swelling comes from, a little bit of tissue damage, and it takes some time. But I'll tell you, getting motion to it as soon as possible is the most important thing. As long as it's not broken, I mean, moving it, doing the alphabet with your toe, you sit down in a chair and point your toe and use your big toe to kind of do the alphabet. It's one of the best things you can do as far as from a rehab perspective and getting good range of motion and keeping it while the healing and the scarring, because there's a scarring process that will take place depending on what happened in the area, but it just takes a little bit of time. Of course, ice is really important. You got to be careful and make sure you ice it plenty of time, at least for the first 3 or 4 days, 20 minutes on, 30 minutes off. It just depends on whoever you're working with, if your doctor, if you've seen someone. That's pretty typical. And, you know, they say it depends on your school of thought, but traditional therapy will tell you to take anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and all that. So you want to do some research, get with somebody, and can help you through that process. But that's kind of typical when you sprain an ankle. But again, you know, being from my train of thought, my school of thought, it's not that big a deal as long as you didn't break it. And you want to wrap it with an ACE wrap that will help reduce swelling, prop it up against the wall. You can kind of lay with your rear end against the wall. Leg goes up against it. That way a lot of the swelling can come down and kind of move down. It's kind of like elevating your legs, but to an extreme. A lot of athletes, they do that to get it out a lot sooner. And I'll tell you something that's really, I talk about this a lot, but a laser therapy is phenomenal for helping the healing process on any type of joint injury. The FDA approved it years ago, and we've just been getting and seeing tremendous results when it comes to low-level or cold laser therapy. So a great way to go when you're looking at, you know, working on these areas with an injury. And it can cut the healing time down almost in half. Nutritionally, of course, you've got to look at a couple things, Janet, that are really, really important. And with the overall healing process in this, nutrition does play a role. Vitamin D plays a big role in this. Boron, a lot of the minerals can play a big role. Magnesium can play a role, too, and we're pretty deficient in that. You get it from nuts, fruits, seeds. Fruits and vegetables will yield a lot of magnesium, too. But, you know, making sure that you get enough in your diet, enough foods, the good, healthy kind of foods are going to help all the way around. And it may sound hokey, but a positive attitude makes a difference. Okay, there's the three-tier sides to the what we call the health triangle. The mental side, that's your brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, the way you think, your subconscious mind, which is very important. You got the chemical side, which is basically your nutritional aspect of body, the physiology as well, how your heart pumps blood, how your liver, lungs, kidneys, how everything functions. That comes from the chemical side. So you have to maintain that. But then you got the structural side, bones, muscles, and nerves. All of that works together. All right. One affects the other. So you have to work on all three, even when you're dealing with an injury. And a lot of proprioception can be worked on too. Now, physical therapists are really good at this, at putting together protocols and programs for that in the rehab process. With it being an ankle, if you're not an athlete, you know, of course, you may not want to go that in depth with it, but it does make a difference. So a lot of great things you can do out there. I know personally, because I've sprained my ankle many, many times. throughout the years. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272. Michelle Obama is tackling post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and she's tackling down some new treatment for veterans. They say First Lady Michelle Obama on Wednesday told military members and veterans that more medical schools are teaming up to boost training and research on brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. So Obama told an audience at Virginia Commonwealth University that 105 U.S. medical schools and 25 schools of osteopathic medicine are bolstering their efforts to train students in treating brain injuries. So PTSD and other mental brain or mental health issues affect service members more than we've seen in years. So to that end, the American Association of Medical Colleges and the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine have pledged to devote research, education, and clinical care to address military service members' specific health care needs. And I think it's great. I think that more research should go into this with what the things that we don't know. You've got things like Agent Orange. You've got things that just go on with our service members that, you know, we just don't know about. And, of course, you find out years later once they get into an age where their body begins to age a little bit and show some wear and tear due to what could have happened years ago. So I think the research that they're looking into for this is phenomenal. I am a big fan. University of Pittsburgh researchers in this are developing a new imaging tool that allows physicians, it's interesting, to see high-definition views. I think with what they're doing right now, the research for this, anything they can do to advance this type of area is going to be so critical and important. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Preferred wellness providers, we've got plenty of emails coming in and phone calls. They are in your area, and what they're basically a network of providers that we've connected with and provided that believe the same way we do. Lifestyle-based wellness care, nutritional-based care that can take you from where you are to where you need to be, regardless of what you're struggling with. And many of you have all kinds of issues, I know. And you're thinking, man, I just need some help. I need someone that listens, someone that understands. Well, these providers are unbelievable in that aspect. They can really take you to the next level and break things down and maybe find things that haven't been found before. And we want to see that happen for you. On this show, it's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So you can call right now, 888-283-7272. Now take your call. 888-283-7272. Chris, actually, in an email, he said, Dr. Chris, I'm curious because my doctor recently put me on high cholesterol medication. It's the third type of medication I've been on. I get a lot of joint pain. What should I do? Well, here's the thing. That's probably why they keep rotating medicine on you and they keep trying different statin drugs, I'm assuming is probably what they have you on since you didn't list it. And the reason for that is because not every statin drug works well with each person's body chemistry. One drug may work well with someone else, and you know, pravastatin might work well, and simvastatin might work well with someone else, and it might cause joint pain. And joint pain is one of the top side effects of statin drugs and cholesterol medications. So if they are switching those around and it's still hurting you, I would call your physician, call the nurse, call someone, and see if they can switch out to something else if you need it. Remember, eggs are the best cholesterol-lowering foods that we have, not to go against the medicine that they're talking about, because, I mean, I'm a big fan of that, too. If you need it, if your cholesterol is way through the roof, 350, 400, then that stuff's amazing. Red yeast rice is great. Once you get things down to a manageable level, you can talk to them about. But make sure you're doing things on the nutritional side to get everything that your body needs to go to the next level in this case as well. We'll be right back for more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's welcome home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700. That's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yeah.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? We have answers. Call me right now, 888-283-7272. The show's about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Quote for the day comes from Arthur Clark. It says, the only way of finding the limits of the possible is by going beyond them into the impossible. Powerful. It's true. And that's true with our health. It's true with our life. True with goals in your life. And so many people, I think, fall short, and they don't really set goals that they can hit. You always, you know, many people will set goals that just seem to be below what they think they could do. Why? Because a lot of times we feel like there's no hope, and we think that things can be too tough, and we just can't get there. But the reality is, if we're willing to put in the work, if you can believe, really and truly, if you can see something, so many times you can achieve it. It's all about persistence. It's about determination. It's about the will. It's about knowing that you can go from where you are to where you need to be, because you can. And it's true with your health. And think, oh, no, that's a bunch of psychobabble. It's just a bunch of, you know, it comes to your health, it's genetics, and whatever grandma and grandpa handed down, it just is what it is. That's not really is what it is. Because so much of it we know now, two-thirds, is basically lifestyle. And so if you're willing to lifestyle or make lifestyle changes, then that's where you can see the huge shifts in your life. But you have to be willing to do it. And no one else can do it for you. I can't. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So it's up to you. And that's the key. Send me an email if you want. GetWellRadio.com. I'll make it part of the show. Let's go to David now on the phones. Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I feel like I've created a perfect storm in the past week, and I'll tell you, I woke up with a rat. I was feeling some malaise over the week and some aches and pains, and I thought, well, maybe it was because I helped my dad move over 3,000 pounds of concrete on Sunday.
Wow.
Or it was the parkour gymnastics I did Monday night and Wednesday night and all the sit-ups and everything. But no, this rash got really painful, and I went and had it checked out, and it was shingles, the adult version of chicken pox. So,
yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, it was so bad. I got 2 hours sleep last night. I'm lucky to be coherent. And I was when I woke up, it felt like my ribs were broken and acid was dumped on them. I mean, it was so horrible. I was in tears. So it's gotten a little better over the day, but I've been drug sensitive all my life. I grew up on a diet of allergy, asthma, migraine, ADD, meds when I was a kid, and I basically kicked them out when I was about 18 or 19. And then when I was 19, I had mono, and my whole immune system shifted after having mono, and I got real sensitive and didn't think I was going to make it out of my 20s. But then that's when I started embracing nutrition and everything I could at the time and so I'm really on a path to, you know, do these things. But I'll tell you, when you're the deer in headlights and it's happening to you right then and there and it hurts this much, it's like, what can I do that's not? And I take a lot of adaptogenic herbs and things that are, you know, good herbal things and systemic enzymes, but it's still, I need to take a bigger look at it.
Yeah. Have you gone to see a physician?
Yes, I have.
What did they give you?
Well, recommended a capsicum, cayenne lotion, and I had to make my own the first night because the store was closed. So I made some, and then I actually got it filled tonight to see if I could get if it was any different. And they recommended, because they knew I was drug sensitive, they recommended lemon balm for the viral part, St. John's wort for the pain, and licorice, I guess, for the immune support, adrenal support, and I've been able to locate some of them, but I haven't gotten all of it because I do better with the glycerites than the alcohol tinctures, so I'm still trying to put it all together. And I seem to, you know, even vitamins and stuff I can get sensitive to, and so I've got the lysine, and I'm trying a little bit of it at a time to see if I tolerate it.
That's good. And lysine, that's right where I was going to go. It's great. When you're dealing with any form of, like, the zoster virus or any simplex one, any of them, you always want to go for the amino acids, the proteins first, because the proteins are going to get to the viruses before anything.
Mm-hmm.
and it makes a big difference. So the arginine you want to stay away from, you know, almonds and dark chocolate, they all contain a ton of arginine, which will flare up the virus even worse.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, those foods are very rich in arginine. So you want to eat anything that you might want to look up, because those are the heavy foods, chocolate and almonds. But there's some lighter foods that contain arginine as well. So you want to look into those. I mean, there's a whole list of them, but those are the two big ones that could really trigger. But yeah, I mean, the lysine, are you doing like a cream? Are you doing a pill?
I got the capsules that I could dump out a little bit at a time and just see if I'm tolerating it. And then I'll, you know, once I get used to it, I'll just start taking the whole capsule.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you're on the right path. That's for sure.
And, one thing that was kind of weird is that I'm really big into probiotics, but I wanted to try it through kimchi, which is fermented cabbage and vegetables. And when I started a few months ago, my joints started swelling. So I thought, well, maybe it's a die-off reaction. So I went off for a few days and then added it back. And I still had some swelling. And then I had a lip, like a fissure in my lip that wouldn't heal. And my joints started swelling again. Now, when I went off the kimchi altogether a couple weeks ago, the lip healed overnight. And then I was around some sick people last week, so I went back on the kimchi, and it was right after I went back on that this thing happened. So I'm wondering, I've heard reports where people could be sensitive to too much probiotic, but I also heard one where if you don't have enough glucose in your immune system, you may not be able to handle the good microbes in your gut. I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering what to do.
Yeah, the glucose little piece that you just talked about right there, that can affect some people. But it's really tough to get too much of the good bacteria many times just because we're so depleted of it, whether it's from our water supply or our food supply or taking too many antibiotics over the years. And, you know, so probiotics just as a whole, I mean, getting it from your foods, you know, like fermented dairy, goat's milk yogurt, you know, those sorts of things, kombucha tea, those are all great. But I'm still a big fan, because of how depleted we are, to get plenty of it through a supplemental form. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But keep me posted on how things go. You're on the right path. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Acid and alkaline, we talk a lot about the pH scale. If you don't know about it, parts of hydrogen, we have what we call a pH scale, and the body has its own buffering system. I was talking to an oncologist the other day, and we were just talking about pH, and it's funny because in the natural healthcare side of things, pH is a big deal. There's all kinds of books written about it. It's like pH prescription, and there's all these books written, and your body wants to be between about 6.8 and 7.2, okay? It's good to be in that range. Now, there's saliva pH, and there's blood pH. And there's urine pH. And so you can check it in a host of different ways. But the overall range, you know, keeping it between 6.8 and 7.2 is a good thing. You get below 6.8, you get too acidic. You get above 7.2, 7.4, you start getting in the heavy alkaline side. Now, here's the theory. Theory is that if your body is alkaline, you're going to have more energy. And cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment. And so most of us have an acidic environment, meaning the foods that we eat every single day can be heavily acidic. And it's a lot of the grains and even a lot of the cow's milk, dairy, and a lot of the proteins that we eat every single day can throw us into more of an acidic environment. Now, argument against that is that our body has a buffering system and it will always go into balance. But if you are constantly putting the kind of foods in your body that will make it more acidic, it's going to lean toward the acidic side. And it is true, cancer does thrive in more of an acidic environment. All right. And that's why we see a lot of it, believe it or not, especially with the types of foods that we eat, pesticides, chemicals, and hormones and that sort of thing. The list goes on and on. That's why grass-fed, hormone-free, all of those sorts of things are just phenomenal and so important for our overall health. But I want to talk about 11 ways to alkalize the body. And there's several things you can do. And these are really important. So these are the top 11 things you can do to get your body alkaline. So here we go. And again, remember, most of us are acidic. And so to get the body alkaline is a real key. So number one, deep breathing. We don't breathe deep enough. And I talk about this in my book, too. It's so important that we take good, full, deep breaths. And if you have to, for about 5 minutes, three times a day, do focused, concentrated breathing. And real simple, you want to breathe in real deep, in through the nose, and blow all the way out through the mouth. And you want to do it real slow, all right, getting a lot of oxygen in. And when you do that, you're going to feel a couple things. Number one, you're going to feel a ton of energy. So if you're exhausted or you're tired, you feel like you need coffee, whatever it is, if you'll do those inhalation and exhalation breathing exercises, you'll feel incredible. Literally, you will feel amazing at the end of that, because we don't get enough oxygen. Many of us do a lot of shallow breathing, and we don't even know it. The more stressed you are, the less air you take in. It's a natural mechanism in the body. Our brain kicks into gear, and we don't take in as much oxygen. So just something to think about. So deep breathing is number one. Number two is kind of a gimme, but you want to avoid sugar and white flour. Now, the reason behind that is sugar is loaded on the acidic side. It will make you very, very acidic, and of course it's in about everything that we have in most of food supply, grocery stores, everything you eat at restaurants. A lot of sugar everywhere. And you can use substitutes. Stevia is really good. Honey is good as well. You want to stay away from sugar, and you want to stay away from white flour. Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that can make you more acidic, and it'll take you away from the alkaline side. So some foods that are really good. Pumpkin seeds are really good. They can help alkalize the body. Also, oatmeal can be good. Got to be careful. Make sure it's gluten-free, because a lot of the oatmeal that's made today actually contains gluten, because it's made in the same plant, meaning in the same area, building, that they make all the wheat products in. So the grain, the particles, and all that get into the oatmeal. So kale is another one. Kale is unbelievable superfood. I mean, not only is it just a super green, but it's loaded with vitamin K. It is has tons of phytonutrients, incredible amount of antioxidants, and will alkalize your body like nothing else. It's great for shakes, too. A lot of people don't really like eating kale, and here's a great way to do it. You can take a blender and put a little bit of distilled water in there, maybe about 6 to 8 ounces, and put in about half a bag of kale, I mean, a ton of kale. You put the lid on there and go ahead and blend it. It'll turn into like a green water. And then add in some fresh raspberries or blueberries, put in some protein powder, whatever you want to do, and it makes a great shake, and it gets you alkaline, gives you all kinds of nutrients, and gives you a great serving of vegetables for the day. I mean, it is amazing. So just think about that. And raspberries are really good, too. They will alkalize the body. Citrus fruit, all the citrus fruits will actually alkalize the body, and you think citrus is more acidic. And it's kind of the opposite. It does the opposite in the body. Pomegranate's another one. I don't know about you, but I know everything's pomegranate now in the healthcare world. You go into pomegranate juice, pomegranate gum, alkalize the body and get you to a higher place where you can have more energy, feel better than you ever have, and get into an environment where cancer really cannot thrive. So deep breathing, avoid sugar and flour, pumpkin seeds, oatmeal, gluten-free, of course, and then kale, raspberries, citrus fruit, pomegranates, endive, cranberries, and wheatgrass. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man.
Yes, sir. I got a condition. I'm a dentist. I'm an oral surgeon. I'm 70 years old, and still practicing full-time.
Come on, man. It's good to hear.
Yeah, just this summer, I've developed what my physician has narrowed down to be polyarthralgia rheumatica, with just joint pain everywhere. Every joint that I move becomes so sore that I had to cancel out a day and a half. And so he put me on prednisone, dose pack, and we, you know, reduced it down. But every time, then I went down to as low as 5 milligrams of prednisone a day, and it started to come back, so I got up at the 7.5. And now I can't stay comfortable unless I'm either on 7.5 or 10 milligrams of prednisone a day. I think I'm gaining weight and getting some side effects. Do you have any natural cures or treatment for anything like this?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts behind it. But the only thing you can handle are the anti-inflammatories or the steroids. That's it, the prednisone?
That's all I've really tried to. I take Osteobiflex and quite a few good supplements, but nothing specific for this or nothing that's helped it.
All right. Well, being that it's an inflammation or inflammatory condition, what have you done to cut down inflammation from the body other than the prednisone? I mean, have you done any natural things? Have you changed your diet? Have you done any of that or just taken the prednisone?
I've just taken the prednisone.
All right. Are you overweight?
I'm about 12 pounds overweight.
That's not
bad.
I'm right about 198. Okay.
I'm not bad at all.
You're almost at your fighting weight. Almost.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. my marriage weight plus 20. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the key here is what you put in your body every single day, all right? Because the foods that you're eating all throughout the day, I'm sure your stress levels aren't that bad now at this point in life, but, you know, the foods that you eat every single day matter, all right? Everything from breakfast, lunch, dinner, putting the right kind of things in, because it's kind of like throwing fuel in the fire. If you think you're putting water over the fire but you're adding fuel to it, it makes the fire bigger. So if you eat a lot of grains, when you've got an inflammatory condition, you're going to make it worse. If you eat a lot of cereal and breads and pastas, you're going to make it worse. Eat a lot of cow's milk, dairy, going to make it worse. Eat a lot of acidic foods, it's going to make it worse. And so you want to get foods that will cut down inflammation rather than add to it. And that's why the prednisone is working for you, because, you know, you and I both know that's what it does. So what is it? What is your, just give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for you, just so I can get a read on what you're doing.
Let me tell you, back in Super Bowl of last year, February, I started an Atkins diet plan and was faithful on it and lost about 32 pounds.
Congrats on that.
With lots of supplements and then mostly meats and then adding the vegetables. And this hit me when I was just trying to maintain and level. So I had been on just low-carb, high-protein, and quite a good array of supplements. So it really hit me right when I was down, and then I just craved sweets after I was on the prednisone. I gained about these 10 or 12 pounds back. So, but now I'm eating pretty random. I've kind of given up. So I'm glad to hear your suggestions of how my diet should be.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it is all about how those white blood cells attack the lining, and it causes inflammation. So when it does that, I mean, like you said, you're taking these drugs like prednisone. It's going to throw up your sugars. It's going to make you crave sweets, all of that. So here's the key. The key is, do you have a copy of my book?
I got to get it.
Yeah, we'll send you a copy. But the thing is, just talk to my producer and get your address and all that. But the key is to really get, like, for breakfast, you always want to think about lean quality proteins. Think balance, all right? That's the key. So balance is the key, not extremes, like what you did to drop the weight. Good job dropping the weight, by the way, but now we got to keep it balanced. So like a couple, you know, 3 or 4 eggs in the morning, a bowl of fresh berries, that's a great breakfast. You know, a snack, handful of almonds, an apple mid-morning, and then lunchtime, you go with a nice salad, some vegetables, and, of course, a piece of fish, whatever, something like that. Afternoon, same kind of thing, maybe a meal replacement protein shake with carbohydrates, or maybe a piece of fruit like an orange or an apple and some protein powder, handful of almonds. And then dinner time, you know, a good piece of lean red meat if you want to do that, some asparagus, sweet potato, something in that realm, half an avocado. That's kind of the mindset. Really, really stay away from the sugar and the flour. Those flour-based foods, man, will just really wreak havoc. Supplement-wise, in this type of situation, fish oil, fish oil, fish oil, a lot, okay? Keep your vitamin D levels between about 70 and 90 is a great way to go in the blood test. You can easily get that done, and those are some real keys. Don't have to get too fancy. It's all in the diet.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond 10. Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. A great network of team members that we're building around the country, and amazing how they can take and transform your health with nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can call our team members during the day at 888-283-7272, and they'll get someone to you and help you find someone in your area. Incredible, though. So much can happen with our health, and we talk about that a lot here on the show. And it's about you. It's all about you, the show is. So vision problems, they say now, are decreasing in people with diabetes. Now, our vision is so important. I always like to say, how's your vision? I mean, the vision for your life, vision, your goals. But your vision is so important. I mean, our eyesight, obviously. And it's decreasing in people with diabetes. So we've always had vision or visual disturbances with diabetes, and it's always been a major complication, but they're saying now that vision loss has been a complication and are getting better. So the percentage of adults with diabetes who say they have vision problems have dropped from 24% in 1997 to 17% currently. So that's the good news. The not so good news is that 63% of people with diabetes and vision problems got the recommended annual eye exam. So most vision loss caused by diabetes could be avoided by managing the disease well, good control of blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol, and by getting dilated eye examinations every year to find problems early and treat them in time to avoid serious vision damage. So, and I just want to say that, you know, many people don't do anything with their eyes until they start having visual issues. Now, granted, your physician, your primary care physician, you know, gazes into the eye in your typical yearly physical exam, so you think everything's okay. But I'm still a bigger fan of heading over to your optometrist and actually getting your regular checkup. It's like going to the dentist. You know, you go to the dentist, why? To get your teeth cleaned, and you should, every 6 months. Why? I mean, I do. Because you go in, you get your tartar cleaned off, you want to make sure that there's no cavities, right? You want to make sure nothing crazy is going on inside your mouth. Why? You need your teeth. It matters. Smile matters, right? That's why people go, this dental work done. Well, your eyes matter too, and you know nothing can deteriorate faster if you let things go. Remember, 80% of an organ system or body part is degenerated or broken down when you experience your first symptom. So that means when you start getting that blurred vision or you start seeing that little something floating around your eye, and you think, I've never seen that before. 80% of an organ system has broken down when you get your first symptom. So you have to think, okay, I want to stay ahead of the game. Prevention is the key. Lifestyle is the key. And you want to stay ahead of the game in it. So it's important. So in this, just know that although visual issues with diabetes has gotten better, there are constant efforts that need to happen to improve the declining trends of self-reported vision impairment. So it is. It's staying on top of it. Get your optometrist and get at least a checkup once a year. I think it's important if you're over the age of 35. It's really important to go get your eyes checked on a regular basis, even if you're not wearing corrective eyewear. A lot of people don't go because they don't want to wear corrective eyewear. But the reality is that it makes a difference. So optometrists, there's a lot of great optometrists out there that just make a huge impact, meaning they have an understanding of the natural approach. They've got a holistic care plan to how they do things. And they're just great advisors, too. You got to have everybody in creative build a big team. And you want a great optometrist in your bag or on your team, in your bag of tricks for how you take care of yourself. It's just really, really important. Thomas, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Thank you, sir. I called you the other evening. Thank you for calling me back.
Yeah. Good to talk about.
Here's my situation. I'm 48 years old. I've been a craftsman for over 20 years now. And around my eyes and on my forehead, through pretty much all work-related issues. I've received scars from, like, my safety glasses. I had a piece of sandpaper hit me, and I had a 4x4 hit me in the forehead. And these scars I got do not seem to want to heal. I went to an acupuncturist 2 years ago. You know, she kind of assessed the whole situation, asked me about my history, and told me it was pretty much stress-related, gave me some lavender oil, which seemed to work. I've recently been through a divorce, so I've been going through a lot of stress lately. I'm just wondering, like, what should I do?
Yeah, I'm sorry going through that, man. It's not easy. So the lavender oil did help, right?
It did. I mean, it cleared things up, but, you know, I'm wondering, because I get cuts all the time. I mean, I'm a craftsman. I work with concrete, steel, wood, and, you know, if I cut any other part of my body, the scab will heal. But it seems to be around my face, like around my eyes, that it's not healing, and I can't quite figure out why.
So it's just right around the edge of the eyes, like right in the bottom?
One is right off the side of my nose. One is on, sort of off the side of my eyelid. That's where a piece of sandpaper hit it. And one is above my other eyelid, like kind of, you know, more in my forehead. And I've had these for like 3 years now. And they kind of come and dry up, but then when I get, obviously get stressed out, they come back again.
When's the last time you've had a lot of blood work done, like nutritional based or just a full panel of blood work done?
I have never had that done.
Really? It's time to do that. That's the first thing I would do. All right? We're closing out, but I want to tell you this. Get to your physician and get some blood work done, or get to somewhere like Natural Care Network where you can get a big nutritional analysis done based on your labs, because you could have some nutritional deficiencies. You could have some areas in the body that are breaking down. There are some reasons when certain areas don't heal, and you can find something down from your immune system. Literally, man, you find everything in the blood work. And acupuncture is great. I'm a big fan. But it's also important to get the labs done. If you haven't had that done in at least a year, it's time to do that. Get that done. Get the results from that. And you can go from there. All right? Then it's because there's no one quick answer. You'll need that information to go to the next level. All right? Keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.